Zog the Gemara Daf Yudom at Beis, four lines from the bottom. Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if there's a tzuras ha-pesach, af ha-pish ha-rocha me-eser, even though it's wider than 10 ames, ain't a tzuruch lemait. The Mishnah says in Daf Beis, that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a door frame, elechem ikam, the lechem ikam v'kore al-gabeyen, so then it can even be wider than 10 ames, and you don't have to be me-mait. Zog the Gemara, Ashkon Tzuras HaPesach de Mahanya Berochoy. We know the Mishnah says that a Tzuras HaPesach helps for the width, even if it's wider than 10. Va'amalsera de Mahanya Begovoy. And an Amalsera is a design that's either engraved or bolting out or coming out of a beam, out of the Kaira, a design of birds that catches a person's eye. So the Amalsera helps even begoivoy, even though it's higher than 20. So we know that Tzuras HaPesach helps for the width. It's irrelevant if it's wider than 10. And we know that Amalsera, the beam, the cross beam, helps if it has designs on it, that it catches the person's eye, Shalta Be'eino, even a mile Michov. Zog Dimo, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Ipchamai. What about the opposite? What about, does Amalsera help for the width? And does a Tzuras HaPesach help if it's higher than 20? Zog Dimo, Ipchamai. Zog the Gemara Toshma, the Tanya, Movu Yishu, Gvoyim Eskim Ami Yamayit. It says clearly in the Braisa that a Movu that's taller than 20 Ames, you have to lower. Vim Yesh Tzuras HaPesach, and if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, in a Tzuch Lamayit. So we see clearly, black and white, that a Tzuras HaPesach not just helps for the width, but even for the height. Zog the Gemara, Amalsel B'roich V'Yamay. What about the second question that we asked? Does an Amalsel, does this design help if you have it for the width that's wider than 10, zok the mother mai, zok the mother toshma, the tanya movi shu gvoyim eskim ame, if the movi is taller than 20, you might. Va'arocham eskim ame, va'arocham eskim, if it's wider than 10, you might. V'im yesh la tzuras ha-pesach, and if there's a tzuras ha-pesach, ain't a tzuch l'mayit, you don't have to worry about the width being wider than 10. V'im yesh la amalsera, ain't a tzuch l'mayit, if there's an amalsera, it helps with the width too. That's what it implies, it's going into sefer, they don't have to be mayit. My lava sefer, then if it's wider than 10, amalsera helps too. It's going, if it's taller than 20, then you don't have to worry about being memaited because there's an amalsera. So there's no raya. Now, Tosis right away has a kasha. The Gemara says ipchamai, meaning, does a tzuras ha-pesach help for the height being taller than 20? Fektois abom b'kasha, b'kasha b'netam. Do a tzuras ha-pesach, what's a tzuras ha-pesach? Have a konimikan, v'konimikan, v'kon al gabein. So a tzuras ha-pesach is comprised and composed of a lechi and a lechi and a kor al gabein. So zok fektois is, dal koned al gabein, ignore the kon al gabein as if it's not here. You remain with a lechi. Every tzuras ha-pesach has a lechi on the side. And a lechi helps for l'mayla michov. The whole reason why a kore doesn't help l'mayla michov is because of the shalta be'eino. A person doesn't look up l'mayla michov. That's why it doesn't help maybe l'mayla michov. And that's the Gemara's question. Does the tzuras ha-pesach help for l'mayla michov or not? So if it has an amalsera, you look up because it catches the eye. But a tzuras ha-pesach, we're not sure if it helps for l'mayla michov. It helps for the width, but it doesn't help for l'mayla michov. Fractosis, every tzuras ha-pesach has a lechi. If you remain with a lechi helps the ma'ala michov. The only thing that might not help the ma'ala michov is stomach kerem, because you don't look up if it's a ma'ala michov. But a lechi which is next to you, which is a vertical beam next to you, that helps the ma'ala michov. Because it goes straight up, it continues. So then, from straight across from you, from when you enter. So then, dal kona mi'ocha, forget about the kon al gabeyan and you remain with the lechi. V'yiskashe bekonah demikan demikan davek lechi b'mashu. So it should work as a lechi, which lechi is b'mashu, is machshir amavui. Now the Rambam sheet is that a lechi doesn't help l'mayla michov either. So the Rambam does not learn that this would work as a lechi. If you know how he learns this Toyskasha, I mean, the Rambam argues clearly, and he says that a lechi doesn't help l'mayla michov. Al kaponim, Toyskasha seemingly is asking that it should work as lechi. And for Toysis v'yesh loymar, the Mibayale, the Gemara's question, does a Tzuras HaPesach help for l'mayla michov, is heichad alei mahani lechi, in an instance where a lechi doesn't work, kamoi, b'mefulash, if let's say it's mefulash, so by mefulash, you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Either you need dalsis, or you need a Tzuras HaPesach, but for sure, a lechi alone is not enough. Oy be yoyse me'eser, the boy Tzuras HaPesach, oy l'gab yoyse, the boy lechi roichiv gimel, So in Mela, we're clearly saying in a case where lechi wouldn't help, where either it's mefulish we needed to as a pesach, or yoyse me'esa we needed to as a pesach. So Mela, you can't say dal konem yehocha dal gaben and remain with the lechi. Now, there's a big shaila in the poskim. Does a tzuras ha-pesach have to be next to the wall of the mavui? We know that a lechi has to be within gimel tochim of the wall. Does a tzuras ha-pesach have to be also extended next to the wall of both sides of the mavui? Or a tzuras ha-pesach can be smack in the middle of the mavui too? Doesn't have to be touching the close to the walls of the mavui within gimel tochim. Zokta Tvua Shor, he brings a raya from this tesis that a tzuras ha-pesach has to be next to the wall or within gimel tochim of the kosel of the mavui. Why? Because otherwise, what's tesis whole kasha? Dal and remain with the lechi. What do you mean remain with the lechi? If a tzuras ha-pesach does not have to be next to the wall, what kind of lechi would help if it's not next to the wall? If you wanted to remain as a lechi, then the lechi of the tzuras ha-pesach, that has to be within gimel tochim of the wall. So the fact that Tosfos has a kasha that it should work as lechi, must be that the tzuras ha-pesach has to be within gimel tochim of the kosel. Now the Tosfos ben Peretz, Taka gives us as a teretz to Tosfos kasha. Zok the Tosfos ben Peretz, the reason why you can't say dal, the konal gabein mehocha, and it should remain as a lechi, because the tzuras ha-pesach does not have to be next to the wall. And if it doesn't have to be next to the wall, so you can't remain with the lechi, because it's not going to be miskasha, but lechi that's not somehow gimel to the kosel. What's the yesod of machlokes if a tzuras ha-pesach has to be next to the wall? So the Tvua Shor Taka explains, and he says, because just like b'kiyas gdiim, if it's not going to be next to the wall, then a goat can walk right by between the lechi and the wall, so the b'kiyas gdiim is going to be mafsik the same lechi to the mavui, because goats are walking by. You don't see any connection between that and the mavui. So because of b'kiyas gdiim, that it's mafsik the lechi if it's not within gimel to the wall, so too b'kiyas gdiim is mafsik the same to a sapesach for this mavui, if it's not next to the wall of the mavui. So the Tvua Shor, to a sapesach has to be next to the wall, just like a lechi has to be. So Mamela Tosis has a good kasha that dal and you remain with the lechi that's next to the wall. But Al Kaponim, the reason why it has to be next to the wall is because the reason applies over here also. Zil Basataima, that it shouldn't be b'kiyas gidim. However, if you learn the reason why a lechi has to be next to the wall is because osi avir the haigisu the haigisu mevatale. If it's not within gimel tvachim of the wall, so you have avir between the wall of the mavi and the lechi, and you have avir on the other side of this vertical beam with a vertical pole, the lechi, which is again avir. So avir mehagisu haigisu mevatale. If it's not within gimel tvachim of the wall, that reason, that's how the Tosfos ben Peretz would learn. That reason is only applicable by a lechi. So a lechi has to be somach lekoisel, because otherwise osi avir the haigisu haigisu mevatale. Masha enkin by tzuras ha-pesach, that wouldn't apply. No, osi avir da gisa agisa mevatle. A tzuras ha-pesach is a lechi, and a lechi next to it, further away, and a kor agabein. It's one cheftz of a mechitza. So there's no avir da gisa agisa mevatle. Even if the lechi of the tzuras ha-pesach is not within gimel of the wall, there's no avir da gisa agisa. Tzuras ha-pesach is mechitza gufa. So there's no avir next to the other side of the lechi, because the other side of the lechi is the tzuras ha-pesach. That's the mechitza. So because the reason is because of osi avir da gisa by regular lechi, that doesn't apply by tzuras ha-pesach. Zok tzuras ha-peretz. Tzuras ha-pesach taka does not have to be next to the wall. It's not because of b'kiyas gedoyim. It's because of osi avir da gisa. So ibazoi, tzuras kash with miyushev, because we're talking about that it's not next to the wall, and memele can't remain as a lechi, because not within gimel of the kaisel. In Simen Shin Samach Gimel, the Shmishabura taka is mekel, and he says that you could be soymech, that a tzuras ha-pesach could even be meruchik from the koisel. It's a big nafkamina. That means a tzuras ha-pesach does not have to be next to the koisel of the mavui, make it in, because the taka works different than a lechi. And memela, it is not because of the b'kiyas gdiim. It's because of osi da'avira. So memela, the tzuras ha-pesach is taka meko, and you could be soymich even if it's not somach to the koisel, even if it's meruchik. And it's sad that the tzuras ha-pesach would have to be next to the wall, besides the fact is because of b'kiyas gdiim, but the lomnus of the tzuras ha-pesach, it's a mechitza. So if it's a mechitza, maybe it should be mechitza even if it's removed away from the wall of the mavui, because of oimim merubah l'paretz. The teretz is no. It's a mechitza for the place that it's in. But it's not going to be a mechitza because of oimim merubah l'paretz for the area if it's removed from the koisel. So that's why there's a tzad that tzuras ha-pesach has to be next to the koisel too, because it has to be a mechitza for the whole area. It's because the Hilchas Mechitza is only for where it is a Tzuras HaPesach. But it's not going to help me that it's als a Mechitza now als Oymen Mugabal Aparat. So Mela, that's the reason why the Tzuras HaPesach's Lechi has to be Somach L'Koisel. And that's how the Tvua Shor Taka learns. He's Mechiach from Tosis Kasha, that typically, Tosis Kasha is typically Dal
and let it remain as a lechi, zok the tvua shor, that it's muchach from the kasha, that the tvua sepesach has to be like the lechi next to the wall, otherwise it won't be able to remain as a lechi. So he's machiach that akoparim has to be next to the koisel, and like we're saying, the lomdus is because it has to shaf edin mechitza for the mokum that it's in, and it's not going to shaf for the mokum that's not in, that's open, as oy meruba. So it has to be over that whole mokum, it has to be somewhere to the koisel.
Zog du mal weiter masle rav Yehuda lechia bar rav kamede rav. Einoi tzorich lemayit. So rav shita is masle rav Yehuda lechia bar rav kamede rav, in front of rav. And what was he masni? Einoi tzorich lemayit. That means that you don't have to be memayit if you have a tzuas ha-pesach. That's the mission of base. Omale. So rav said when he heard the statement, asnei tzorich lemayit. Rav Tanu Polik, Rav argues on the Mishnah. Rav says the Tzuas HaPesach does not help if it's wider than Yud. Rav says the Tzuas HaPesach does not help for Roichav wider than the Mishnah prescribes. Don't say im yesh Tzuas HaPesach en tzorich lemayit. No, asnei tzorich lemayit. With the Tzuas HaPesach, you still have to be memayit. That is Shitas Rav.
Zog the Gemara Om Rav Yosef mi divrei Rabbeinu Nilmad. From the words of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is Rav. We learn out.
If you have a chotzer that is a majority of windows and doors, just like a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help when it's wider than yud, so too a tzuras ha-pesach does not help when it's porutz meruba lo-oimed. That's what the Gemara is comparing now, the two dinim. Just like Rav holds, tzuras ha-pesach does not help for rochem ha-eser, so too tzuras ha-pesach does not help by porutz meruba lo-oimed.
We know more than 10, the Mavi is no good.
We know Poetz Mubala Oimed is no good by Chotze.
Just like more than 10, the Mavi is not Mutter. And in Itabetsuas Pesach. According to Ravit, Tsuas Pesach is not going to help by Yosem Esser.
So Av Poetz Mubala Oimed, when you have Poetz more than Oimed, more breach than Oimed,
which is no good by Chotze, so Ain in Itabetsuas Pesach. A Tsuas Pesach is not going to solve the problem when you have Poetz Mubala Oimed.
Zok de Gemara, you can differentiate. Mali Yosem Eser, more than 10, Ha'oise B'movui, which is Taka Osa B'movui, why is it Osa B'movui? Shekein lo yitarta boy Eitzel Pasi B'rois L'Rameyer.
According to the mayor, even Pasi B'rois, when you have the Dumdin, you have the two L-shaped corners that you allow for Oilu Golem to draw water from the well, even by them, the Dumdin cannot be in the area more than 10. So even in a Pasi B'rois, Where we did not allow Yosem Eser according to a mayor.
Toime beporutz meruba lo oimet ha'oise bechotzer shkeni tato etz pasi b'rois.
But porutz meruba lo oimet is much more of a kaldik adin. My proof, my raya is pasi b'rois. Pasi b'rois, I did not allow more than 10 according to a mayor. You don't say 13.3. You only say 10. So pasi b'rois, I do not allow more than 10. But I do allow Poetz Mubal Oimet. That is what Pasi B'Rois is. Pasi B'Rois are Dumdin, are L corners that are only one Amma, and the whole middle of eight Ammas in between is Poetz Mubal Oimet. So we see that Poetz Mubal Oimet is more Kal, that by Pasi B'Rois, even though we don't allow more than 10, but we do allow Poetz Mubal Oimet. So it could be Tzuras HaPesach indeed doesn't help for wider than 10, but it does help for Poetz Mubal Oimet, because Poetz Mubal Oimet is more Kal, like we see it helps a Pasi B'Rois.
Sagt die Gemara, Mali Yosef me Esser, Yosef be Mavi, Shken lo itata boi Eitzel Pasi B'Rois.
That's why it asks, L'Rameya, because more than 10 doesn't work. Toime Poetz Mubal Oimet, Yosef be Chotzo, Shken itata Eitzel Pasi B'Rois, L'Divri HaKoil. Everyone agrees that Poetz Mubal Oimet helps by Pasi B'Rois. So we see even Rameya that's Machmir by Pasi B'Rois, and he says you can't have more than 10, but Poetz Mubal Oimet, he allows.
So Koshken Kod Rabbi Yehuda that says until 13.3 is Mutter by Pasi B'Rois, for sure he allows Poetz Mubal Oimet.
So Memela, you have no raya that Tzuras HaPesach Midivrei Rabbeinu would not help, according to Rav, just like it wouldn't help by Yosem Esser, likewise it doesn't help by Poetz Mubal Oimet. No, Poetz Mubal Oimet is much more kal than Yosem Esser. And Le'olam Tzuras HaPesach would help by Poetz Mubal Oimet.
Zok the Gemara Leimim Misayeh Alei. Le Messiah zog Rashi le manda Omar loy mahan yitzu as pesach ba emet pachas min aparutz. We mean Le Messiah to Rav Yosef that wanted to say midivei Rabenu from the words of Rav that says that tzuas pesach does not help for roichem eser. Likewise, tzuas pesach does not help for emet rubal aparutz. So Le Messiah that tzuas pesach does not help for poruts merubal emet. What's the Le Messiah? When you have tfanis, that a majority of them are windows and doors, mutter, it's mutter. The tfanis are mutter. Uvavad, she oimim rubal aparutz. As long as it's oimim rubal aparutz. Zok namar, that's a stira. She ruben salka daitoch. If you tell me it's roi, that it's poruts because it's psochim chaloinis, how could it be uvavad, she oimim rubal aparutz? Ela aim, we have to read the price as follows. That a tfanos that what shegiba ben psochim mechaloinos that you have a lot of psochim mechaloinos it's mutter with a condition uvavachi oimem merubal aparutz. Now what do we see over here? Psochim mechaloinos means that it has dalsos, and that goes very good with the Chazanish that says that every tzuas haPesach, because we're talking about psochim mechaloinos, every tzuas haPesach needs a delas because stam tzuas haPesach have dalsos also. So in Mela, we see clearly over here that a Tzuras HaPesach, Psochem HaChaloinis means Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be a conditional Oymed Merubal HaPoretz. So we see Tzuras HaPesach does not help for Poretz Merubal HaOymed. Even Tzuras HaPesach, even Ribim and Psochem HaChaloinis, which means Tzuras HaPesach, it still needs to be Oymed Merubal HaPoretz, because Tzuras HaPesach does not work if it's Poruts Merubal HaOymed. So it's a Meseyele to the Tzad that just like Tzuras HaPesach going to Rav does not help for Rochem Yeser, likewise Tzuras HaPesach does not help when you have Poruts Merubal HaOymed. So it needs to be Uvavachi HaOymed Merubal HaPoruts. That's when the Tzuras HaPesach, meaning the Dalsis and the Chaloynis and the Psochim, help. Zok the Gemara, there's no Raya from here that the Tzuras HaPesach needs to be Oymed Merubal HaPoruts. Why? When we said that it's riba ben psochim chaloinis, we're not talking about a regular tzuras haPesach. We're talking about pischa shamoi. Pischa shamoi are not regular tzuras haPesach. Tosis calls it. He brings b'shem derach. He says pischa eretz yisrael shu eretz b'nei shem. It's b'nei shem, so it's called pischa shamoi. What are pischa shamoi that are not regular tzuras haPesach? Zok demol my pischa shamoi. One Amandama says it doesn't have regular mezuzahs, like Rashi says, but rather the stones of the side of the mezuzahs are even yoitze, even nichneses. That's not a tzuras haPesach. If it's even nichneses, even yoitze, if it's zigzagging in and out, that those are the sides when you enter, so that's not a tzuras haPesach. If it's not a tzuras haPesach, so merely you have no rai over here that a tzuras haPesach still needs oimim merubal aparutz because it's not a tzuras haPesach. The Chado Amar, what's Pischa Shamoi? The Lesbu Tikl, meaning it has straight mezuzahs, but it doesn't have a post on the top. It doesn't have a kohel on top. So it's not a regular Tzuras HaPesach. So on Kaponim, we see again that it's not a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's why it needs to be Oymed Merubal HaPoretz. But Le'olam could be, when it's a regular Tzuras HaPesach, it would work even by Poretz Merubal HaOymed. So Rashi learns Pischa Shamoi that less a shikva but less a tikra. Shikva means that the sides don't have regular mezuzahs, but it's nichlas v'yoytza. And less a tikra means it's a regular side, but that there's no top at all. That's how Rashi over here learns. The Rosh and Tosafot Menachos learn that less a tikra means that on the top it's also nichlas v'yoytza. Even nichlas, even yoytza. Just like the sides. And there's no difference between the sides and the top. Both of them mean that it's nichlas v'yoytza. But Rashi learns shikva v'tikra differently. Now, in the Etzem Din of Pischa Shamoi, state in Makor Chaim that the Pischa Shamoi is not called the Tzuras HaPesach. He says, Dafka Le'inyan Mezuzah. That means you have to place a mezuzah on the Tzuras HaPesach, zigzagging in and out, coming in and out, Evan Nichlas, Evan Yoitza, that does not need a mezuzah. That's what he says, because Legabe Mezuzah, you need a Shem Pesach. So Mele, you're not going to be Chayv and Mezuzah. Masha Enkin, by Shabbos, it would help, even if it's Nichlas V'yoytza. Because by Shabbos, you need a Shem Tzuras HaPesach. And Tzuras HaPesach, you have even by Evan Nichlas Evan Yoytza. By Mezuzah, you need a Shem Pesach. Pesach, you don't have when it's Nichlas V'yoytza. So you put for Mezuzah. Masha Enkin, Shabbos, you need Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, you have, even if it's Nichlas V'yoytza. And he brings a Gevaldik Raya. He says, every Tzuras HaPesach that we have on Shabbos, how come we're not mechayev mezuzah? The Teretz is because since
a Pisre Shamoi is be'etzim good for Shabbos too, for a Tzuvus HaPesach. So that's why it doesn't have a mezuzah's klaf for every Tzuvus HaPesach. Because for a mezuzah, you need a Shem Pesach. Shabbos, you need a Shem Tzuvus HaPesach. Shabbos, we never required a Shem Pesach. Pesach is what requires mezuzah. So that's why Tzuvus HaPesach and Shabbos doesn't have a mezuzah. Because the criteria of Shabbos is Tzuvus HaPesach. The criteria of mezuzah is Pesach. Pisre Shamoi is not good for mezuzah. But because mezuzah, you need Pesach. Shabbos, you need Tzuvus HaPesach. So memela, every Tzuvus HaPesach and Shabbos doesn't have mezuzah because the qualifications of it are not Pesach. The qualifications of Shabbos and Tzuvus HaPesach is Tzuvus HaPesach. That doesn't need mezuzah. Azoy Zokter Mekor Chaim. L'mayis el Chazinish is matcha, and he says, no, the reason why you don't have a mezuzah by every Tzuvus HaPesach that we have on Shabbos is not because it's not a Shem Pesach. It's because the klaf is not going to be in a place that's makom shomur if you're going to place a mezuzah over there on the Tzuvus HaPesach all throughout the Rishus Rabbim. Or he says because it's Shutras Ba'akum many times, but Kaponim, that's why, a technical reason why you don't have mezuzahs. So it comes out in this Gemara, the Maisa of the Mishnah says that a Tzuvus HaPesach helps if it's Roichav Me'esa. Rav argues, Rav de Bapluk de Tanu Polik, and he says the Tzuvus HaPesach does not help for Roichav Me'esa. There's a question now Rav Yosef wants to say, just like according to Rabbeinu, a Tzuvus HaPesach does not help for Roichav Me'esa, likewise it does not help for Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid. And the Gemara wanted to say that no, Lo'ilam Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid, Tzuvus HaPesach would help, it's easier. And then the Gemara wants to bring another Raya Legabri Din of Tzuvus HaPesach. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about Pisach Shemoy, there is no Tzuvus HaPesach. Now, the Yisoida Dovar, does a Tzuvus HaPesach help for Roicha Me'esa? So that we said, Rav says not, and the Mishnah says yes. And for Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid, that's questionable if that is going to be like Roicha Me'esa, or maybe over there Tzuvus HaPesach would help, even though it's Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid. The Rambam, the Maskona, comes out and he says, a Tzuvus HaPesach helps for wider than Eser. But you need Oymen Merub Alaparetz, which is mamash, not like our sugya. Our Gemara is saying that the question is, does it help for Roichem Esa, Machlok is Rav and the Tana and the Mishnah? But for Oymen Merub Alaparetz, if it works for Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid, that's questionable. But the same point, Fakir, the Rambam is saying that Tzuvus HaPesach helps for Roichem Esa, but for Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid, it doesn't work. What's the pshat? L'chari, how does it work? Does frag the Magid Mishnah, Afan the Rambam, that if you're telling me that it helps for Yosef Me'esa, so then it should for sure help for Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid. There was a tzad that it Yosef Me'esa not, but Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid is more kal. But the Rambam says, punkt verkehrt. So Ayin Reb Chaim Alevi on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Tezayin over there, he says, he's mechalek in big yisoidis between the din of Tzuras HaPesach, that even though Tzuras HaPesach shafs it in Mechitza, but it's different than Oymer Merubah Laporetz. Tzuras HaPesach shafs Mechitza, and in Mele it's not a Pirtza. If it's Yosem Eser, there's no Pirtza. But it's not going to create Mechitzas where you need a Mechitza, for instance, by Sukkah, or by Kilayim, or by Shabbos. There's a different din. There's a din of stopping the Pirtza, and a din of creating Mechitzas. And that's how he learns the whole sugi with Kilayim and Shabbos and Sukkah. He's Mechalik in the shame Tzuas HaPesach, what it does. It can create a din Mechitza, but it doesn't create Reshuyas. It doesn't create the mechitza where you need a shir mechitza. That's not mashm. It's not mashm a shir mechitza. It creates a mechitza, the hainu, that to his best is a mechitza, and it's not a shame pirza. But it's not going to be mashm a shir mechitza, and that's how it's mechalak between Poetz Mu'ba Lo'imid and Roicha Me'esa. Ayin Shom. Zok de Gemara, the last Gemara of Af Rabbi Yochanan, Soval, Loho de Rav. Rabbi Yochanan also holds of Rav that a Tzuras HaPesach does not help for Roichem Me'eser. The Omer Rav and Barav Adom, Rabbi Yitzchok Maisa, Bodem Echot Mibikas Beis Chorson, Shenoatz Dalet Kundesin Ba'arba Pinois Asode, he placed four Kundesin, four poles, like Sukkah poles, like Chuppah poles, in the four corners of a field. Umotach Zmoira Aleyen, and he took a vine, like a string, and he placed it on top of it. He wrapped it all around. He created between this chuppah poles, the four poles that are in the soda, he created a Tzuras HaPesach, because the vine went all around from kundus to kundus, from the through over the four poles. So Zok the Gemara, Shenoat Zal Kundesim Ba'av Pinus HaSoda, Umotach Zmoira Aleyen, Uba Ma'is, Lefnei Chachomim, V'itiru Lo'lin Yikalayim. They said, we know that Kelayim cannot be planted together, but if there's a Tzuras HaPesach in between them, it's not called together. So even though it's open, it's exposed, it's breached, but it's a Tzuras HaPesach. So within the four chuppah poles, you plant Zroim, and out of there you plant Kfanim.
The two is a pesach in between. He was matel in yikalayim. But Omer is Shlokish. And the Shlokish said, Kederach shetilol in yikalayim. Just like for kalayim, it's not called kalayim. Because the two is a pesach is mafsik. Kach hitilol in yin Shabbos. So when it comes to Shabbos, it's called the two is a pesach. And you can carry within these four chuppah poles that have zmoira, that have the koira al-gabeyan to create a two is a pesach. You can carry over there. That's Shitzes of Shlokish. Reb Yochanan Omar, he differentiates. Le kilayim u'momekel hitiruloi. We're talking maker for kilayim. Le inyan Shabbos, lo hitiruloi. When it comes to Shabbos, we did not give you this kula, you're allowed to carry there. Zog Rashi, le inyan Shabbos, lo hitiruloi what? Le talta besoichoi. To carry over there. Could be that Avadim, when it comes to Shabbos, would be Machmir. To be Zorik from Rishus Rabbim into it, it would take to be also. We look at it as Rishus Yochid, Lechumra. But Letalto Zog Rashi Meduktuk. To carry Lekula, that we say Lenin Shabbos Lo Yitiguloi. So B'yechin is Mechalik. For Kilayim, it's called the Tursa Pesach. For Shabbos, it's not. Zokma B'mayiskin, what are we talking about that he said it doesn't work? Ilayim Minat Sad, if this Moira was not properly placed on top of the kundesim, so it's not called the proper tzuas haPesach, meaning he only put it on the side. He didn't put it on top of the beams, on top of the kundesim. He put it on the side of the beam. Zok di Gemara, if that's the case, that's not called the tzuas haPesach. So if it's lo yosef aloi klum, so then why would Rish Lakish say that he tigul alin in Shabbos? It's not a tzuas haPesach. Elo must be talking about al gabon. It's a proper tzuas haPesach. That means on top of it. Uvamai, what are we talking about? If it's on top of it, so why would Rabbi Yochanan say that it doesn't work for Shabbos? Ilema be'esa, if it's talking about that's not more than 10 apart, and the Tzuras HaPesach is not Rochem be'esa. So behold, lema Rabbi Yochanan be'Shabbos loy, why shouldn't it work for Shabbos? It has all the conditions of regular Tzuras HaPesach. The Zemur is on top, not on the side, and it's less than 10. It's not more than 10. Elalav, we're talking about B'yesa me'esa, more than 10. So we see clearly that B'yechon holds like Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach does not help for Rocha me'esa, by Kilayim or Mekel. But a component for Shabbos, we see it doesn't help B'yesa me'esa. So tomorrow, Lloyd, there's no raya that B'yechon holds like Rav. Lo'oilom be'esa, u'minatzad. We're talking about that it's 10, it's not more than 10. And it's minatzad, it's not a proper Tzuras HaPesach. So what's the machlokes? So why would it work according to Shlokesh even for Shabbos? That's good for the machlokes of Shlokesh Reb Yochanan over the Rav Chisda komiflegi. Meaning, Rish Lakish does not hold the Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says Tzuras Minat Pesach Shosim Minat Tzad Lo Yosef Aloi Klum. Rish Lakish argues Rav Chisda. Tzuras Pesach Minat Tzad is good, and that's why it helps for Kalayim and also for Shabbos. Reb Yochanan holds of Rav Chisda, and Tzuras Pesach Minat Tzad is no good. But where did Rav Chisda say this? For Shabbos, in the Al-Gabom, and Minatzad is no good. But by Kilayim, even Minatzad is called the Tzuras HaPesach, and Shabbos is Mochomet and Kilayim. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan is differentiates. Rabbi Yochanan says, for Kilayim it's Mutter, for Shabbos it's not. It's Minatzad, so it's no good like Rav Chisda. Rish Lakish argues in Rav Chisda, and he says, just like it helps for Kilayim Minatzad, so it helps for Shabbos. And Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad, but Rav Chisda come in for you. But it's not the Pshat that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Roichim Me'esa, and that's why Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help for Shabbos. Lo'olam, he doesn't say like Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach Lo'olam maybe would work by Rochem Me'esa too. There's no raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Now, what's this chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad? So Rashi says that the Zmar is in the middle, it's not on top. Zok the Rosh, the chisaron is, you have to place the corner on top, kederech, like you place it by a mashkuf. A mashkuf is on top of the two side beams. That's how you have to place it to a Pesach. You have to place it me'al the rosh of the two corners, and not minatzad, because that is the way it's done by regular mashkuf. The derech of the mashkuf is meniach al gabov, and not minatzad. But a kaponim, that's a Rashi learns the sugi. Minatzad means that it's not on top of the koira. The Rambam and the Rif, they learn the sugi totally different. When the Gemara says that minatzad, it's no good, we're talking about that the Pesach is minatzad. It's minatzad, not that the Koira Gabam is minatzad. The Pesach is minatzad. Pesach bekeren zov is loyav de inchi. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Tzuras HaPesach minatzad and the keren zov is. That's why the Tzuras HaPesach minatzad loy mahani. Whole different sugya. Talk about Tzuras HaPesach minatzad, and that's why it's not a proper Tzuras HaPesach, because Pesach bekeren zov is loyav de inchi. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara is going to continue and ask a stira. V'romi de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, v'romi de Shlokish ad Shlokish.